This is Laura Oakes, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I must excuse the noise. We're at Waterloo Station. Just come up on the train, and Laura Oakes is with me.
Hello.
How are you doing? I understand you now have moved from the north, and you're now in London.
Yeah, I just moved here in January.
So you're enjoying that?
I am, yeah. It's a completely different... I lived in Leeds for a long time, and I'm obviously from Liverpool. So it's a completely different feeling and vibe being down here. But it's really exciting. There's something to do every day and loads going on, so I'm loving it.
Because last year you won the Female Vocalist of the Year at the British Country Music Awards, so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Was that a surprise?
It was actually, yeah, kind of a very nice surprise. I think I said on the evening of the show, like kind of, I've wanted to be a part of British country for so long, so winning that was kind of those people who've been involved in it for so long saying, oh, actually, yeah, you are, we do recognise you as being part of British country. So it was really, really lovely to get.
It's a great night, and we've got the next one is October the 30th, yes. So make sure that's in your calendar.
It's already there, I'm looking forward to it.
Brilliant. So you've got, we're going to talk to you about also the FSA Festival, because you're involved with that,
yep.
And also the spokesperson for yes. The PR company, but also we want to talk about you. So we just opened up with a single you had, which was Snakes and Ladders,
yep.
So tell me, because you write all your own stuff.
Yes, I do, yeah. Snakes and Ladders feels really old to me now, because it came about after I just left. As I said, I went to university in Leeds. It came about just after that time when I was kind of, I'd left university, so I was like, right, okay, real life starts now. But you've just like spent so long in education and feeling like, oh, I can do everything for myself, and then you leave. And then you're like, oh, it's real world time now, and I don't know how to do any of this like normal stuff that adults are supposed to do. So it's kind of about kind of being in that in-between phase. But it's quite refreshing, actually, kind of knowing that. I think when you're young, you think, oh, right, okay, I'll get to 18, and then I'll know how to be an adult, and then you think, oh no, I'll get to 21 and then I know how to be an adult. And then you get there and you think, oh, actually, no one knows what's going on. So
I haven't grown up either.
Yeah. So it's quite nice knowing that you kind of, no one really, everyone's in the same boat. Everyone's kind of just getting through and kind of making it up as they go along.
So what got you into music?
Well, it's kind of been, it's been in my family like longer than I have. And country music as well. I didn't really realise country music was part of my family growing up, because it was just music. There's everyone sings and plays in my family, especially on my mum's side. She was a singer. I was in like family bands, and my nan, who's her mum before her, was a mandolin player around Liverpool, and played in a family band called The Family Tree. So it wasn't anything, I don't really feel like I got into music, it kind of was just part of growing up. It was just something that I've always done. I only really started noticing that it wasn't something absolutely everybody does, like sings in harmony with the family, like until I was 15, and kind of it started being a thing that I did and no one else at school did or whatever. So yeah, it's kind of just been part of my makeup from day one.
So when did you realise that you could write your own songs? Because you probably started off doing covers and the usual thing that most singers do.
Yeah, definitely. I think I was about 14 or 15. And I started off as, not many people know this, started off as a trumpet player. The world's worst trumpet player. And that kind of, that ended after a few years of like trying as a teenager, but I wanted to learn how to play another instrument, mainly because I knew it would probably get me out of going to PE and maths at school. So I was looking for another instrument, and I'd always sang and I'd loved singing, and there'd been guitars around my house for forever, because my mum played and stuff, but I'd never really ever like picked one up until I was like, right, I want another instrument play in school, and just chose guitar just because that's what everybody else was into playing at the time. And I think I had maybe 5 lessons, and then just went home and just didn't stop playing it. And then once you go, oh, I've got 3 chords here, I can actually make a song out of this. And it just kind of happened quite naturally where I just started writing my own stuff, because I figured out, like, oh, well, that's, if I just do that song that I've just learned how to play, but I can kind of make it a little bit my own. You kind of just take things from stuff you've learned and influences and things, and then it just, yeah, just happened quite naturally.
Pick me another song to play now.
Another song off the EP?
Yeah.
Well, my personal favourite off this is Whatever You Want. So I'll pick that one.
Here it is, our special guest.
This is Laura Oakes, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Our special guest, Laura Oakes, with a great song for Marie P. Are you doing another, some more recordings?
We've been, the year up to now, from January, we've been writing as much as possible. And we've just finished recording a new little batch of songs. That was we're thinking another EP. So it's sort of deciding what to do with, because we've got all this new material that no one's heard, and it's just deciding what the right thing is to do with it. I just want to put it out like tomorrow and let everyone hear, because I'm loving the stuff that we're doing now. So it's just probably EP soon, hopefully.
And you're soon starting your own tour.
Yes, first headline tour is happening in July, which I'm really, really excited about.
That's great. Well, you're here to talk about the FSA Festival, which is going to be at the Newark Showground in Nottinghamshire.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of moved across the country a little bit from Fort St Antoine. And I'm really, really excited. It's kind of every year this festival seems to get bigger and better and attract more people. So we're really, really excited about this.
I mean, there's just about everybody you can imagine on the new British country music scene.
Yeah. It's so nice looking at the promo for it. Just going, oh, yeah, I'm going to see that person. I'm going to see that person. Because they're all friends and they're all really, really great musicians and writers and stuff. So any UK country festival for us as artists is just, it's good. It's like a nice little family reunion.
So it's the 29th, 31st of July. It's at the Newark Showground, Nottinghamshire. £50 per person.
Yes.
And it's free camping.
It is, yeah, which is another great thing about it is for the amount of artists that you see in over 3 days, like it kind of, it's an amazing price. You can camp. It's a really, really great weekend of just, and the community spirit and the atmosphere at this festival, it's the people that make it, so that come and see it, that make it so enjoyable every single year, and I'm sure it's going to be the same again.
And there'll be obviously alcohol there, food.
Yes, I'm sure there's probably going to be some alcohol. I did see Ash Cooper Band's name on the poster somewhere, so that tends to mean that there's going to be a good after party, including
that. You've got artists like Jess and the Bandits, Laura Oakes, Dexter, Luke and Mel, Holloway Road, Gary Quinn, The Cheap Seats, and the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of looking down that the list of who's on. There's just everybody from so many people from the new country scene.
And obviously tickets can be bought online.
Yes.
Is there a website? There must be somewhere here. FSAPresents.com.
Yes, if you go to FSAPresents.com, all the info about the festival and how to get tickets and stuff is all on there.
Good. Well, Laura, good luck with the festival, good luck with your tour, good luck with your new music, and just good luck with your career. Now that you've moved down, sounds like the old movies when they used to be in Liverpool and they say, right, we've got to move to London because that's where it's happening.
I know, I've come to seek me fame and fortune in the big city.
You obviously found the pavements weren't paved with gold.
But
there wasn't many cobblestones anymore. thanks a lot, Laura. Let's go out with one more track.
What else have we got? Let's finish on Don't Let It Hit You, which is my first single off the EP.
Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Laura Oakes, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
You've been creeping. her poor little life.